Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Mike Nardini.
It's a pleasure, as usual, to sit down with you, Mike. We had a Pella City Council meeting last night. Let's just jump right into it. All summer long, we've got ongoing street projects, but it's not to make things difficult. It's to make Pella even more beautiful and more convenient to get around. Is that correct?
Yes, Justin. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you said last night, we did take some action on some additional street improvements this summer, and specifically what we at the council approved last night was the legislative process to get the ball rolling for our 2013 asphalt overlay program. And just to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about asphalt overlays, this will be in addition to our two main street projects that we will be doing this summer, which is the Washington and Broadway intersection project, along with the Hazel Street reconstruction project. In addition to that, this fall, we will also be performing asphalt overlays on approximately 10 to 15 city street blocks. And specifically last night, what council approved was the legislative process by setting the critical dates for the 2013 asphalt overlay program. We're looking at accepting bids on the project at the end of July and hopefully having a public hearing on the proposed improvements on August 6th of this year. A little bit of information on the streets. Overall, Justin, we're looking at a total project budget of right around $235,000 for our asphalt overlay. And what this will entail is a 2-inch asphalt overlay on various city streets within the community. Of note, worthy concern is among those streets that is scheduled is Broadway. And with Broadway, the major segment that we will be performing the overlays on, so we'll be starting at Adams Avenue and extending up just shy of Park Lane as well. In addition, there are various other streets around the downtown area that we will be performing this overlay project. So with that, I would just like to emphasize to the listeners that, as you said, Justin, street improvements are very, very important to the city. We have a plan in place, a long-term plan in place to renovate approximately 25% of the city's streets over the next 12 years. In order to do that, we need to be fairly aggressive, not only with our major street projects on an annual basis, but also with asphalt overlays. This is all part of the plan as far as the renovation. And as you said, by the time we get through this minor inconvenience this summer, we will have some very good product and some vastly improved streets throughout our community.
Do you just want to quickly touch on how are things going with the Washington Broadway intersection and then the Hazel Street project?
Justin. With the Washington and Broadway intersection project, the project's moving around very, 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 very well. We're making significant progress on it. And initially, we talked about having that job completed by mid-September. If things happen to break right, we may be able to complete a little bit before schedule, but things are going very, very, very well for the city on that project. And the Hazel Street reconstruction project, we had just started that project, and so I think it's a fair statement that we are still getting, there's some folks in the neighborhood still getting used to the various detours with that, but that project is off and running, and hopefully if things go well, we'll be able to get that project completed by early November. It's also important to realize, Justin, with both of those projects, a little different than the asphalt overlay projects for the city of Pella, is both of those involve significant underground work when replacing water lines and also making repairs to sanitary sewers and also additional storm sewers in both of those projects, which do demand additional time as opposed to an asphalt overlay, which is simply an asphalt overlay on an existing concrete street.
So construction can be something that people have to get used to, but one thing that people love to get used to is saving money. There is a situation where the city's going to be saving some money. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Justin. We had some good news last night. The Iowa Finance Authority has recently reduced their interest rates on SRF loans, and SRF stands for State Revolving Fund Loans. And through this, the city of Pella in the late 1990s and early 2000s, we issued some SRF loans for various improvements to our sanitary sewer collection system. The SRF, Iowa Finance Authority, recently notified us that there's been an interest rate reduction in the program from 3% to 1.75%. And the bottom line is, Justin, the action that council took last night was accepting the agreement and the proposed new terms for our loan, which reduced the interest rate from 3% to 1.75%. And this resulted in an interest rate savings over the remaining life of those bonds, which is approximately 8 years of just over $144,000 for the city.
So we've got construction rolling right along. We're saving some money here for the city. And Knoxville and Pella are getting along beautifully. Talk a little bit about a 28E agreement that we've got coming up for RegBri.
Be happy to, Justin. The City Council approved a 28E agreement with the City of Knoxville. And what a 28E agreement is, for this, for your listeners, is just an intergovernmental contractual arrangement. And specifically what this agreement was for police assistance to assist Knoxville with their overnight stay for RegBri on July 24th. And I would like to mention to the listeners, from a government standpoint, we have a very good relationship with the City of Knoxville, City of Oskaloosa. We realize on the athletic fields we may all be fierce competitors with that, but member governments, we're friends, and we try to assist each other whenever possible, and we're happy to help Knoxville with their overnight stay. And once again, Council approved the 2080 agreement, which just outlines the terms and conditions for our assistance with their overnight stay in RegBri on July 24th.
All right, and one thing just to touch on is I'm going to be meeting with Mallory from the Aquatic Center tomorrow, and we'll get her on Let's Talk Pella. One thing I know you're proud of is that the Aquatic Center is such a great asset to the community. The Aquatic Center staff was actually recognized yesterday. Just talk about, again, the value of having such a great amount of Aquatic Center buildings here in the area.
Absolutely, Justin. And first and foremost, what we received a Gold Star rating from Ellison Associates, and Ellison Associates, for our Aquatic staff personnel, Ellison Associates is an international a risk management firm that has very strict standards for lifeguarding standards. And I think, folks, if you've ever visited the Pella Aquatic Center and you've went out and seen the due diligence that our lifeguards performed, you'll quickly realize that what they do compared to most places, a little different procedures as far as most municipal firms. The gold standard, it's my understanding, is to recognize the upper echelon of clients that they have internationally throughout the world. And it's kudos to our aquatic staff and the leadership of Mallory Herring and the strides that we've made in providing the services to the community. And I would also like to touch on, Justin, for those of you that may not be aware, but the Pella Municipal Aquatic Center is a tremendous asset, not only for the city of Pella, but also for our region. It's a regional attraction. Hot days like in July, what we've been experienced, it's not uncommon to see roughly 700 to 900 patrons visit the Aquatic Center. And so with that, what was recognized last night in the city, Mayor Mueller gave a proclamation just recognizing the efforts of our aquatic staff and the efforts they strive to maintain safety and risk management at the pool and the procedures that they have, and also to recognize the recognition that we received through Ellison Associates for the efforts of our aquatic staff. So as you said, Justin, we're very proud of not only our facilities and the amenity that we're able to offer to the community, but also the efforts of our staff and the professionalism that they've exhibited.
Our next sit-down will be after RegBri has come through. Anything you want to remind people? We've got lots of people putting out little reminders on our radio station for people. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of traffic. There's just going to need to be patience in abundance here from our fair citizens. Anything you want to remind them as we're about a week away from RegBri?
And Justin, I'd just like to echo just what you mentioned. Patience is the big thing. From the community standpoint, from the city standpoint, we're going to have approximately 15,000 bike riders in town on July 25th. And I would just encourage the citizens, let's put our best foot forward. I know there's several nonprofits scheduled to participate in RegBri and to accommodate that number of bicyclists and visitors to our community. And I would also urge the citizens that if there is an opportunity or you're interested in volunteering, please contact the various nonprofits and also the Convention and Visitors Bureau if you would like to assist with RegBri. But the bottom line from the city's perspective is let's make a good impression for those visitors on the 25th.
All right, it's a pleasure as usual, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Justin, once again, thanks for having me here today.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.